Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 373, the show about Android applications. Thank you for joining us. They're not really joining us if they're listening, are they?
Kind of, yeah.
Joining us.
Well, they're not leaving us.
They're listening to us.
Yeah, they're listening to us. Thank you for listening to us. Let me introduce the co-hosts and we'll get into some apps for the day. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's going on, Door?
Big Steve. I actually have another piece of good news for the week if you would like to hear it.
I would like to hear good news.
I took my youngest son today to a, I don't even know what the technical term is, psychologist, whatever. The most common word out of her mouth after sitting there for 10 minutes asking my son question was perfectly normal. Normal seven-year-old boy, he isn't supposed to sit still with everything that she said.
And, oh, that's fantastic.
And she basically ended up with, it wouldn't shock me if it's nothing more than a personality conflict between him and the teacher.
Wow. That's great, dude. That's great news.
Yeah. So I immediately went back to the school and I told them exactly what my opinion of their institution was.
And how much better would the world be if more parents would do that instead of bowing down and just popping pills in their kids?
Well, here's the thing. She asked him questions, then she talked to me for like a minute, and then she asked me, what's your concerns? What do you think's going on? And then after saying stuff to her, I said, look, there's two problems with today's parents. You have the parent that literally does not care anything about their kid and does not want to parent and just passes off all their job duties to either a tablet, a TV, or a gamepad. That's one extreme of what's wrong with parents today. I am the polar opposite of what's wrong with parents today in the sense of I'm paranoid about my children. I honestly don't like my kids going outside without any kind of supervision, just because I'm super paranoid. And every day after school, I try to spend at least a half an hour with them just talking to them about their day. I said, and I've never once talked to my kids like a baby. I never once talked to my children like that. I've always talked to them like they're adults. I've always treated them like an adult. I always tell them I expect them to be respectful and polite and have manners. So when the teacher comes back claiming she's very concerned about his violent tendencies, I'm like, this kid's last name is McLaughlin, right? Because I don't think you're the right kid.
Huh. Wow. Maybe that teacher's just like egging him on or something.
Pushing his buttons. I'll just say I'm going to be very shocked if that teacher is teaching at this school next year.
Wow. Well, that's great news, man. I'm really happy to hear that. Yeah. That's actually relief off my mind, dude. So,
well, because you and me, I think we're both worried they were going to say, well, here's a medication that should help him cope kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good deal. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, I just want to thank everybody for updating their feed.
What?
And now we're here. I mean, we just showed up after they updated their feed.
Well, you don't think it would happen automatically?
Sometimes you got to swipe down to get the new ones.
Okay, good. I agree. It's probably like a pleasant surprise when they see us pop in there on time lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been slacking on the shows that come out like a day late and such, but maybe not so much anymore. We'll see how it goes. My name is Steve Cherubino, and let's get into it. Let's see what Eric has for us today in for apps. Now, basically what we're going to be doing is just emptying our tanks of apps. Anything we have that we didn't talk about during the week, we're going to talk about in this show, rapid fire.
Good job, Eric. I'm going to bring two apps that are similar. One that I will be installing, one that I will be uninstalling.
Ah.
Not that I don't like it, because I haven't used either of these two. Just to put that out there, I haven't used either of them. But one of them's by Facebook, and one of them's not. So the one that's by Facebook I won't be using. And it is called Moments. But a lot of people use Facebook. And basically, both of these apps that I'm bringing are a way for people to easily share photos with each other. With basically, like the Moments thing, they've got a little cartoon at the beginning tells you about it. It's like, you know, everybody goes to the party together and they go to do these events together with their friends and stuff. And everybody's like, well, you know, we'll take a picture and I'll share all my pictures with you and stuff. And then nobody ever does, you know, they all keep their pictures themselves. And then if you want to have a group photo, you have to have like 8 cameras there and everybody, one person's taking one and, you know, setting the camera down, taking another picture, setting that camera down, you know, and taking the picture 8 times on 8 people's cameras. So they all have it. This is meant to fix that. So when you're in your group, you can all take pictures to, you know, with your own phones, and everybody's pictures of that event are shared with each other.
All right, let me stop you there. So everybody takes pictures, and they're all in one centralized location, so everybody could see everybody else's pictures.
Yep.
And they have to have this installed, I guess, for that to happen.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
and then you can also share them later too on Facebook and Instagram and Messenger and stuff.
Well, yeah, we've seen this type of app more than a couple times in the past, but it's different when someone like Facebook does it. This is where it really could start to get traction and appeal to hordes, let me say, of people.
Yeah, I agree. That's a great idea. It really is. So I hope it gets widespread usage.
Yeah, I don't use Facebook, so people get mad at me for not using Facebook. But like,
well, lie to them. Tell them I do. I just don't have you as my friend.
that might not be a lie. Oh, actually,
my friends request list is so long. If anybody ever asked me why I didn't friend them or why I ignored their friend request,
it'll just be, say I don't use Facebook, right?
It'll be if you're mad at me for doing that, you're going to be even more mad at me if I was to friend you and totally ignore everything you ever say to me as a friend. So I might as well just nip it in the bud.
I gotcha.
Cool. I do get on there once a month. And I don't have a certain day of the month, but about once a month I do get on Facebook and remember why I never get on there.
You know, it's all about who you friend. I mean, I look at my feed maybe every 2 days. And I know what it does for me. It keeps me abreast of all like the funny internet videos and kind of some current events.
Have you seen the latest
Google Plus
Arnold video?
No.
Oh, that's pretty funny. He basically gets dressed up like a Terminator, goes in a wax museum. People come up to take their picture with his wax quote unquote figure, and he comes to life.
Wow. No. I
think a basketball player did that too, didn't they? I remember somebody sitting down.
Familiar. Sounds right.
And he had the basketball with him, and then somebody would like try to touch the basketball, like grab it over, bring it back closer to him.
Can I take us on a tangent real quick?
Yeah.
And I alienate probably more of our listeners than I did this whole week.
We've got chests. We need to get things off of them. It's fine.
Thanks, dude. Totally,
yeah, everybody's got a chest.
I've had this thing all my life. When you brought this up, where like everybody takes pictures at parties and stuff, and I hate pictures. Mm-hmm. Here's my thing. If I want to remember something or have a memory of it, I look in my mind at the picture of when I was actually there, and that suffices for me. People who are like trying to capture the perfect moment and taking pictures of everything, just experience the perfect moment and remember it when you want to enjoy it. Pictures, when people get too picture crazy, and I never liked getting my picture taken. I don't like taking them. I just don't like pictures of that type of thing. I like artistic, like photographs and stuff, but I don't like pictures for memories and like posing and getting smiling. And when somebody says smile, I just want to punch them in the face.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve.
What?
Smile. I will say there was a study less than like a year ago that they said when you take a picture of something, your mind basically now says it's okay for me to not remember this. So it's literally harder to remember things when you take a picture. They've showed that it's a human habit where if you don't take a picture, then you know you have to remember what you're seeing and not just reference back to a picture. So I'll say there is some truth to that. I firmly believe.
I do too. That makes a lot of sense, Dor. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, if everybody's mind was in such good shape as mine, we wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm hung up on I'll take a picture that I do want to print out, but I never do. I'd love to just easily upload it to Walgreens and pick it up in 40 hours or whatever it takes to do it. I don't even know how long it takes Walgreens to print out my pictures because I just don't.
Well, yeah,
I've got empty photo albums waiting for them here that I just will never probably ever put any.
You know why? Because like what Dor said, when you take the picture, it's out of your mind.
Well, yeah,
and I forgot that I want to print it.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel both ways about it. I hate it when someone takes my picture. And it all comes down to a self-confidence issue. I don't think anyone should take a picture of me because it's not worth taking a picture of me because it's not a good picture. I do not have the physical ability to smile on cue. I don't have it. My face is not functional like that. That's why when I was really young, I was into cameras because I figured if I'm the one taking the picture, people will not be taking my picture.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like that's why I like DJing and creating music, so I don't have to dance to it because I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But I will say if I'm at a fest and someone says, you know, let's take a group picture or whatever, I'm totally on board with that.
Can I tell you something, Dor?
I think that's why I like talk, like being on podcasts because I don't like listening to people talk.
Dor, I want to tell you something. You're photogenic. And you're a handsome man. I'm not just saying
that. You are on drugs, sir.
I am not just saying that. I guarantee. Hey, everybody who's listening to this show, get your wife over and just ask her, like, look at this guy. He's a good looking man, right? And I guarantee they'll say yes. So I'm saying that. I mean it.
Well, let me just say, in the open thing we call real life and world, no one has ever shown that to me except for my mother. And my wife.
It's going to be a tidal wave of love.
No, and they're all going to be lying just to make me feel better. And don't do that, people.
Don't do that, people. But if you mean it, do it. And I mean it.
I wouldn't. If Dor doesn't want me to, I won't. Because I can't tell if he's good looking or not. I really have no opinion. Can't tell.
I didn't say he's good looking. I said he's handsome.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Look it up. Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Urban Dictionary, yeah.
I always tell my oldest son.
Handsome. Yeah. Let's see.
I always tell my oldest son he's handsome, and I tell my younger son he's cute.
Hey, if it fits.
Well, they're both special in their own way, and it could be a do-do-do special.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Yes.
All right.
Rhino in the chat room says that his wife's... I really think Rhino should go wake her up and get this pulled over with.
No. This poll.
All right. I'm gonna bring my next app.
Yes, please do.
This is another photography sharing app. But this is the one I'm gonna install because it's by BitTorrent. And this is called BitTorrent Shoot. Well, it's called Shoot, but it's by BitTorrent. And basically you share, it's a really super easy way to send pictures back and forth to people using a QR code on you and your friends' devices.
So if you're like a physical group, really easy to share them out. And it looks like iOS, Android, and Windows Mobile, Phone 6 Mobile, Phone Windows.
Yeah. Shoot makes it easy to send a big batch of photos or a large video file directly from your Android device to your friends. Doesn't matter what device they're on or what network they are on. Shoot just works. And if it's anything like BitTorrent, yeah, it just works.
And fast. And then they'll start to limit its functionality and charge money for those extra features that you had originally that they ended up taking away.
But no one's better.
So it uses BitTorrent Sync's peer-to-peer technology. Okay.
Smart.
It is smart.
Especially if you've got a friend who can take pictures and you can't. You know, they can grab all his. If they're photogenic would be the receiver or be the, I don't know.
If they're a skilled photographer?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool, man. That sounds like a killer app for picture people. So you brought picture stuff today.
I did.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it. Good one, Eric.
Thank you.
All right, Dor, what kind of tank you got?
Man, okay. First app I'm going to bring is thanks to Richard querying in the Android AppX group. This one's called Smoove, S-M-O-V-E. And unfortunately, if you Google search Smoove, you'll literally find like 10 exact duplicate applications, it looks like.
Well, then you should search for Smoove.
Wow. Smoove. Sorry. Smoove. Smoove. Move and S.
How many O's would be in Smoove, too?
How many's in the word move?
Oh, good call. Good point.
I mean,
yeah, you're right.
I know when.
No. I take that back. 100%. You are right.
Yeah,
and the game is about
by listening to you, though, I did spell it S M O O V E. Also,
well, I'm not going to say I'm good at enunciation.
It is Smoove,
but I will say I actually did download like two or three of the other ones. This one to me was literally smoother than the other ones. This is the kind of game, if you do not comprehend, you have mental problems. Anytime you start the game, it goes through the same basic tutorial kind of thing. It's a very quick tutorial. The whole thing is you're in a block of nine squares, like a tic-tac-toe board. You can move around, and your goal is to pick up blue squares, but you have to avoid black dots that are basically, when it starts out, coming very slowly towards you, but they're coming towards the cube, and they only pass through one line, like a tic-tac-toe pattern, at a time. So it's the kind of thing where you look at, and it's easy to avoid him, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Because you keep thinking you can move quicker than they can come at you. So you basically end up going to trying to get it without waiting. And, you know, and if so it's definitely fun. It's definitely challenging. This to me is perfect supermarket line type game.
Yeah, I'm installing this. This is a good one.
This looks like a game that would make me throw my phone.
No, I have plenty of them coming up.
This game.
Well, that's
good one.
From Richard, thank you very much, sir. Yeah, and this one's by Simple Machine. This is the developer, Simple Machine. You're going to find a lot of them. This is the one that I and Richard both suggest. Okay, next one. This is almost like the kind of app game I've been wanting for a while that I put on my kid's tablet, and he loved it. This is basically a choose-your-own-adventure game called Lifeline, where you're like an astronaut on a remote planet and your receiver, transponder, communicator, whatever pops up and it starts a communication. And it's like a choose your own adventure type experience.
So you're like ground control and he's Major Tom and he's communicating with you and you got to help him get through.
I would believe you're Major Tom and you're not ground control. Yes. He's on the other side.
Oh.
Yeah. But just really interesting, in my opinion. Very simple, but it does have a little bit of, like, quote-unquote, chrome around the edge of the screen to enhance the experience of just simple text. I like this. I genuinely really like this, and it encourages my kid to read more. So, two big pluses for this one.
Very cool, man. And it looks like it gives you notifications. Is that what it's doing on that screen?
It's a real-time thing. So when you start playing the game, the clock starts in the game. So if it says something's going to take an hour, it takes an hour. So unfortunately, this is the kind of game that can become a spaced-out, long time frame, time sync, where every like 20 minutes you might have to click it and do something.
I see.
Generally fun, easy to play. Both of these have been rated everyone. This one is $2.99. I will say that. But it was well worth the money. I'll also say that. That was
sweet.
Lifeline by 3 Minute Games. Okay.
Nice game.
This one, I love the action in it. It's called Green Ninja Year of the Frog by Nitrome. Nitrome, rated everyone 10 up. The gist of the game is it's like a puzzle game, almost like the style of the parking lot kind of game where you have to get the car out of the parking lot, but you're a ninja frog and you have to like swipe to go in a direction around the board. And while you're moving in the direction, you're giving like a super kick. So when you swipe, you have to try to knock out the bad guys. Very colorful. It does get a little bit complicated in the puzzle patterns you have to do, but again, just simple fun, a very easy play in the line of a store kind of game.
I agree. That looks like a lot of fun. Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Games are almost done here. This one I had to bring because football, aka soccer, is going to be, I think bigger and bigger and bigger, bigger as time goes on. Rated Everyone by Panic Barn. Tiki Taka Soccer. I had to say that really slow, guys. To me, this was a very fun 8-bit-ish top-down soccer game that used touch and swipe to me in a very easy, easy to understand.
You know why I love this? Sorry to interrupt you. I love it because it's such a far sky view of the field. Like, you could see so many of the players.
Right.
So you can make awesome passes and stuff.
Yeah, and there's not like crazy camera swooshes or zooms or any of that kind of thing. It's a nice, you can literally see half or more of the field at any one point in time. Easy to customize your team, your colors, your outfits, your players. You can trade players. You can get better players on your team. So while the graphics are simplistic, I'm going to say, the engine is not. What's going on in the background is not. And if you're the better the player you pick, you can literally do curved shots where you can curve the ball as you kick it. That's where talented players come into, you know, the equation.
Throw some English on it. Look, it looks like it zooms in a little bit, you know, here and there. That's pretty cool.
This game looks awesome.
Yeah, to me, this was just a great, could not pass up game, completely free. It does say it has in-app purchases. I didn't find it.
Well, it looks like you could build up your team and do trades and stuff like mm-hmm. that, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, create the team, hire the staff, choose your formation, buy the best players, yada, yada, yada. Great.
Wow, these are good times we're living in.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. These games are just great. Yeah. Okay, that's it for the games. I'm going to save the rest of the games for later as soon as my Firefox... Okay, I lied. Well, one more game. And it's called One More Dash. Okay. Beautiful, elegant, simplistic, brightly colored game where I swore this was a repeat, and maybe it is, and I just missed it. You basically have to jump from what I can only equate to as like atom to atom to atom to atom.
Oh.
But there's looks like electrons, I'm going to say, revolving around it where you cannot hit them. You have familiar. To make it
yeah.
through the rotating barriers or and hit the nucleus. Is
wow,
the way I put
look
it.
At that.
This was
like the other game, Smooth, where
from the makers of One More Line,
you need to practice a bit of patience, or else you will not get far in this game. This was just to me fun, but the gimmick with this one was you couldn't wait too long. You waited too long inside.
I was wondering if that was coming because he kept getting all like,
yeah, and then he said something about Firefox. I'm like, he's not long for this show.
Yeah, I remember One More Line is like One More Line. One more. Let's hear. I gotta listen to the song on this one.
It says it has a space groove soundtrack.
Yeah, One More Line had a great soundtrack.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is good. This is good.
Maybe we should get this guy on. Oh wait, yeah. there's music in the
video.
But it's not doing any like talking.
I didn't hear any talking. No. Yeah, I gotta install that. I can't wait to play this. One More Line is one of the games that I kept on my device for a really long time.
Hmm. I don't think I played it.
Basically, it was a line, and then you'd get on one of these circles, and it would spin around and around, and then you had to let up at the right time and keep going up, and you kept going farther. It was basically, you wanted to see how far you could make it before you crashed into the sides.
I see. That wasn't the one that had two balls or anything in it. Like, there's two, you had to play two guys at the same time? Nah, forget it.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, no. That would not be a game I could play. Anything, you have to use both eyes and hands.
Yeah.
No, this would not be fun.
Sorry about that.
One thing I liked about the One More Line, had these colors, kind of reminded me of Atari colors a little bit, sort of.
Dory, go ahead.
Sorry about that, guys. I thought that game was simple, fun, can be very aggravating, though. by
how far did you get?
Maybe in like the total number of atoms, I might have made it 25 in the past, maybe. Not as far as I thought I would make it. I'll say that. But yeah, definitely fun cool. game. Off of the games, okay. In the app, in the past, I brought an app called AppWareRabbit. It was an app that let me very easily back up APK files and do things like that. This is a different app, same philosophy of what you can do, but looks great on a modern Android device called ML Manager Beta by somebody. I don't know.
Javier Santos V.
Thank you. What I liked about this was, instead of using the apps listing in home about settings apps, this to me was a better interface to browse, maintain, and uninstall applications, or if I wanted to back up APK files.
Mm.
Easy to share them with Dropbox and other services like email too. So
does it need root, you think?
You do not need root to do everything. I do believe there's at least one or two functions in there where it might ask you for root. But I don't think I ever even saw that pop up once.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, just an easy app to use. We've seen a lot of task apps in the past, guys. And this is another one. There was something about it that gravitated me towards it. Okay, this one's called Raise the Bar Pro. Ridiculously colorful, I'll say. All kinds of colors going on. But I really, really, really liked the way the app showed you things on the screen, like progress, basically the bar that shows the task, you can see it fill up in percentages. So it was a very colorful, easy to understand task manager where you could very easily set dates or completion percentages or assign tags to things. There's no doubt in my mind, this is the kind of task manager that at least a couple people are going to gravitate towards. Just see, like, use, and abuse.
Hmm. Now, what does it mean to level up, level something up?
It's like, it does looks like it has the gamifying aspect of when you complete task, you earn like what would be experience points. And the better you do, the more tasks you complete, the more leveling up you do. It's the kind of thing where they expect you to be honest with yourself and, you know.
Gotcha. I see. Okay, I get it.
Right. But yeah.
Nice.
I just really, really liked the layout
of
that application.
Yeah, real unique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, one more app. Now, we've seen an app like this before called ADSY, A-D-S-Y, where Frederick was helping you make one-page websites to show off stuff. This is kind of like that, but it's by Mozilla, okay? It's called WebMaker Beta, where basically what it allows you to do is make what I would call almost postcards on your phone that are just in HTML, JavaScript, and CSS that you can easily send, share to all kinds of different things. You can easily add pictures or multiple pictures, make like montages kind of thing.
And it has its own URL?
That's what it looked like. I literally just discovered this. Because it was by Mozilla, I felt like I had to check it out. So I am, and I do trust it's the kind of thing Mozilla will literally just try to make better and better as time goes on, because they don't seem to start something and like Google have it disappear too often. They have a habit, I think, of sticking with stuff.
Is the Firefox phone still being sold?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They just came out with another revision. It's doing fair from what I hear in other countries like Brazil.
I don't know. It seems like it says web, but I don't think they're talking about the World Wide Web. But I think it looks like you just share it through like Facebook and Gmail and stuff. But I don't know. It doesn't say anything about making a URL for it. Except, you know, easy way to make a website, you know, I'm always looking for new ways.
Well, if you could share it on Facebook, WhatsApp, Gmail, what's that other one? Mashable or something? It's got to have its own URL, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
If you're able to share it on so many different platforms, what else could it be? A PDF?
Well, yeah, it could be. I mean, it could be a slide. It could be a just like a PDF
PowerPoint.
Or,
yeah. Well, I'll say this:
JPEG of a. I don't know.
It is installed. I will do everything I can to remember to bring it back.
All right, I would like to see it. Please send me a URL.
I will. I should.
Yeah.
Okay. Last thing I just got to throw out there: Reddit has gotten a lot of heat here recently, because they decided to start censoring, which was basically I thought completely against everything that stood for Reddit. But okay. So some people have left. Here's an example of one of the things people went to. This is called Boats for Vote. VOAT. There's a lot of goats also in this app, so if you're a goat guy, welcome. It basically, to me, looks like a Reddit clone, where they're promising no censorship or more free.
What are they? Open. What is Reddit censoring?
I believe in one of the subreddits, somebody posted something, and the op of that subreddit was told. To ban someone. And then they just went through a banning spurt of getting rid of subreddits and banning users because of being insensitive.
Gotcha.
Well, on the front page is real life GTA. that could be an interesting.
No, that was completely safe. That was almost like stop motion animation GIF of a guy walking around.
But he was walking kind of blockily like that. Like,
yeah, and like punching a guy off a bike, cool. Riding the bike, going up to a car, pulling the girl out of the car, getting in.
But it was all set up.
It was obviously all set up, yeah.
Okay, that's
cool. Yeah, because the camera was literally fixed behind him in just the right spot to look like, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm watching the YouTube video now. Can't help it.
Well, I don't blame you. It was definitely entertaining first time I watched it.
It looks a little too real, actually.
Well, that's what it is. It is real.
Right. Yeah. But if they're going to make it like GTA, how are they getting that shot? Are they in a helicopter?
No, that's biological. It can't be a drone. It has to be a guy with basically a selfie stick facing the other way, is what I'm guessing. I don't know.
No, it's like 100 feet in the air.
Oh, that's not the...
I just Googled it. Okay, maybe it's the wrong
one. No, you're probably right. It's been like a week and a half since I saw it.
Are you looking at Fat Awesome? Is that the name of the author of yours?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's got to be a drone.
Well, it's a really steady drone, is what I'll
especially
say.
The way it loses focus like that.
Yeah, this is not the one I don't think that I'm looking at. I don't think this is the one I saw.
All right. Sorry to get us off track. You started it.
I know. Well, that's what I do.
All right, cool, man. Boats for goat. No, boats for vote. So vote is a Reddit clone.
Reddit is Reddit. Reddit is free and open source. Reddit allows you to download the complete source code and have your own site. And it looks like somebody basically just downloaded it, tweak, posted as their own.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah, and I did put a link in our chat to the GTA one that I believe that Link was going to.
Yeah, because this one had real cops and real spike strips.
Yeah.
The one that Steve and I were watching.
Really? It had real cops and spike strips?
Yeah.
Get out.
Now, I didn't get the same Ultima. Ad. I got the same Nissan Altima ad when I watched both of them.
Right, well, this one, they did little special effects things, like when he punches the guy off the bike, stacks of money comes shooting at him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I like the way this begins. This is cool. This is better already. I like the way it zooms
in. I haven't played enough GTA to really know, but... All right. You got any more app store? Though,
man. There's palm trees everywhere you live. The only way I get palm trees is playing GTA.
I never get tired of palm trees, by the way. Mm-mm. Any more app store?
I'll leave the apps on the floor.
Okay. Good shows, fellas. Dor, would you like to say anything to the folks before we end off for the week?
Well, seriously, Steve, thank you for all your support you give to Podnuts and for us to this show and for, you know, coming out, hanging out, and publishing this show. And I'm happy to hear some sanity has returned to southern western Florida for you.
Thank you.
Eric, thank you. I really hope your this coming week is better.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure it will be. I don't see how it couldn't be.
How about you, Eric?
I would like to say thank you to all the listeners for listening to us empty our tank, but we need them to fill up our tank of emails and voicemails.
Yeah, we do. We never give out like the email address and the voicemail number unless we're running low. So we're running low. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. Mucho apreciado. I just would just like to say I hope you guys are enjoying the show. And thank you for all your support. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for this week. Have a good weekend. See you guys later.